And here's Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Good morning.
Morning, Darren.
How are you going?
I'm good, thank you.
Very well. So, International Women's Week. It was actually International Women's Day, I think, last week. But
next week.
It's next week?
8th.
Oh, I got it confused.
It's the 8th.
All right, good. Yep. Now that we've sorted that out, before we get to stuff happening for Women's Week, there's a lot going on around Devonport. We've just had the triathlon. We've just had the Devonport Regatta. Big crowds for both events. And we're in first week of Food and Wine Festival now.
Yeah, look, there is a lot happening, and I think people are really appreciating being able to get out and about. Yeah. And I really want to congratulate the organisations that have been running these events, because it's not easy at any time to run a big event, and the extra precautions and so on that have to be put in place to get a COVID plan ticked off are not easy. So I really want to congratulate all of those organisations that have prepared to put the work in and have been able to, I guess, give our community something really to celebrate and to get out and about. So I want to thank them all for that.
Yeah, well done. So devonportfoodandwine.com.au is where you get all the info. The program's online there. Goes for 2 weeks. And we've got the motor show, but we'll talk about that next week. So International Women's Week. And let's get to the two big key events. Firstly, the Choose to Challenge Speakers Forum. Now, this is on tomorrow night.
Thursday night, yes. Yep. Today's Wednesday, isn't it? Yes, yep. It is. Yes, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the Parramatta Centre. It is a free event, but you do need to book on Eventbrite to get a ticket. Some really interesting women who are going to talk about their stories. And as you said, the theme for International Women's Day this year is Choose to Challenge. And all of these women have challenged in lots of ways. We've got Jackie Lambie, we've got Sylvia Sayers, who is the manager of this station, and we've got Caitlin Radford, who is a young farmer and recently announced as the Apprentice of the Year for 2020. So, and Robin Sutcliffe, who works with the Education Department and does some consulting work. So some really interesting women. Women are all interesting, don't get me wrong, but these women have stories to tell, and I really look forward to hearing from them tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, all right. And an interesting mix you've got there, covering various sort of types of employment, and like Sylvia, manager of a radio station, and Jackie, politician, and Caitlin, an apprentice.
Yeah, and they all come from interesting backgrounds. Jackie has an army background,
yep.
and Sylvia came from overseas.
Yep.
They all come from, have interesting stories to tell. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and Robin with social work and education.
Yes.
So that'll be terrific. All right, so for that one, you get tickets.
Eventbrite.
Yep. Okay, right. And then next week, next Thursday, it's the Diamonds of Devonport, your big gala.
Yes.
So obviously there'll be a gala dinner and guest speakers, and then you announce some winners.
Look, we have people, I'm not sure exactly how many, I think there's about 30 women who have been nominated by community members as Diamonds. We've been doing this now for, I think this is the 10th year, and it's an opportunity for us to acknowledge women in our community who have contributed in many different ways. And it's always a fabulous event and a great opportunity to say thank you and to acknowledge the work that women have done. There is a cost involved in this one because we're providing food. And that's, again, at 6 o'clock. But urge people to get their tickets at devonporttickets.com for that one.
Yeah.
You do need to book. But it's always a fabulous night and a great way to say thank you to the fabulous women that we have in our community.
Yeah, so that's next Thursday. Mm. Now, last time we spoke about this, you mentioned how the name Diamonds of Devonport was thought up, just for people who...
Yeah, look, yeah. Diamonds came about because we talked about women who have contributed or have perhaps come from a tough place, and diamonds are formed from coal and under pressure.
Yeah,
and so we've saw that connection, and that women do really well under pressure mostly. So we think this is a really great, I guess, analogy,
yeah.
And we believe that women are diamonds.
All right. So lots of stuff to do. And part of International Women's Week, apart from the big key events that we've just mentioned, there's things like Claiming Space, which is on for the entire month of March at the Gallery. Some Tasmanian women artists.
Yeah, and look, I really, again, want to thank these organisations that have come on board. We started this as a celebration of International Women's Day some 10 years ago, and lots of organisations have come on board to help us celebrate, and we really want to thank them for that, to make it a whole week of celebration. Mm. And a wide range of events, including a fundraiser for Wirrawee Women's Shelter. There's International Women's Day, a guest speaker at International Cafe, which is, of course, the group of people who get together who are from international places, and they get together once a month, and they have a special International Women's Day event on Sunday. So they're going to be celebrating women who have come from other countries to be part of our community. So
indeed,
there's a whole range of things that we can do, and there's a calendar if you go to diamondsofdevonport.com.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Thursday. Now, ladies, if you're interested in a pamper and a massage, a 10-minute massage tomorrow at Splash.
Yeah, pop up there, and it's free for members. So if you're a member of Splash and you fancy just a bit of pampering, that'll be on tomorrow, anytime after, I think it's after 9. You can slip up there and have a little break from the world.
Very good. I'll be going there for a swim after I finish work today.
No, you don't.
Beautiful
cut.
Weather, but I'd like to get in for a massage too. But that's tomorrow, and it's for women only, okay?
That's it.
Yeah. So, Thursday you've got the Choose to Challenge speaking forum. And just looking ahead to some of the things next week. The team at Splash again, Aqua Aerobics Morning Tea, and that'll be next Tuesday at Splash, 10:15. There's a garden tea. Now, where's that happening?
At Home Hill.
At Home Hill, yep. Right. That's next Tuesday as well. Sir Optimists are involved. Well, they're always involved.
Yeah, look, great group of ladies. And they've got Philippa Sims, who is a veterinarian who specialises in aquaculture. And she'll be a guest speaker. Obviously, another woman in probably a male-dominated field. And that's at Devonport Football Club next Wednesday, the 10th. And again, bookings are essential. If you go to our website, there's a phone number there to make a booking.
Yeah, right. And it all culminates with Diamonds of Devonport, the big gala next Thursday. Devonport tickets for that one. Thanks for coming in. Have a good night tomorrow night.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe.